This is a work of fiction, and the views expressed herein are the sole responsibility of the author. Likewise, certain characters, places, and coincidences are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights have been reserved, except for the brief quotations in a review. This book and podcast or any part thereof may not be reproduced, stored in, or introduced into a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher.
You're listening to Time Traveler's Digest, the podcast. This podcast is based on a speculative fiction novel that explores time travel through an Afrocentric lens. Experience how stories break traditional storytelling boundaries as we journey through different time periods, from ancient civilizations to the future. Within this collection lies a fresh chapter in an illustrious literary legacy, beckoning readers to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey through time and space that pays homage to bygone eras while envisioning a future shaped by the indomitable human spirit. The novel unveils the profound ability of storytelling to intertwine the past, present, and future, fostering inspiration within successive generations. The settings, from the grandeur of ancient Alexandria to the mysterious allure of hidden temples, are meticulously crafted. The heart of Time Traveler's Digest lies in its story, a tale of adventure, discovery, and the boundless possibilities of time. This obscure, first-of-its-kind literary and multimedia experience presents a captivating exploration of the repercussions stemming from the erosion of knowledge and the extraordinary measures individuals are willing to undertake to safeguard it. Let it serve as a powerful reminder of the vital importance of libraries and other sources of knowledge, urging us to wholeheartedly protect them for the betterment of our not-so-distant future. In addition to this podcast, the novel Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. For new enticing visuals, podcast episodes, the illustrated magazine companion, merchandise, and more, visit timetraverslsdigest.com.
This fictional time travel prose is based on song titles from the 15-track LP, Quadrilogy, the 10th anniversary edition. Tick tock, tick, clocks tick, time ticks, seconds become minutes, minutes to hours, hours into days. The pendulum swings, marking the passage of moments, each one a fleeting glimpse into eternity. Insolent orchestration, chronos catharsis. The incessant metronome pounds like a heartbeat, a ticking reminder of the ceaseless march of time. It is a call, a summons to the Black Ones, urging them to rouse from their slumber and seize their birthright, their legacy power. What is time? A question. A response. Time is now. Pluto in Aquarius is now. The year of the dragon is now. Period 9, the final period in a 180-year cycle, is now. The ancient time-traveling ones have a plan. They have sent me. I am a time prophet, a messenger from the Quadrilogy, one of the keepers of Ma'at's balance. I am the maker of my own reality. In Laniakea, where my essence was formed, with each quantum leap, I stand at the threshold of creation, ready to shape the fabric of existence. With every thought, with every action, with every breath,
And as I gaze upon the vastness of the universe, I know that my journey is far from over. For the cycle continues, and I am but a mere traveler in the expanse of time and space. Lania Kea is where my essence was formed, from the beginning of time, from a place known as Zeptepi. Yet, even as I navigate the labyrinthian corridors of time, I am not immune to its capricious nature. Somehow, during one of my experiments at the Academy for Time Travelers, I became ensnared in a temporal anomaly or time loop known as a parallax morph syndrome, PMS. I am forced to confront the cyclical nature of existence. Regardless of the timeline, I am the alchemist and the architect, holding the blueprint of the timeline of my choosing. Wherever my feet may land, and regardless of the timeline, I always am in now time. During my studies in the art of temporal science, I gleaned a crucial lesson that struck me. Why, in this cycle, must humanity labor for over 5,000 years to overcome self-inflicted pain? Over 5,000 years. Also, in my tireless pursuit of temporal science, I uncovered the wisdom of the ancient Mayans, who understood the significance of the 5125-year cycle, the 13th Ba'atun, for it, too, is the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new era. It heralds the implementation, coinciding with Period 9, ushering in the Age of Aquarius, the Year of the Dragon, and Pluto's ingress into Aquarius. The convergence of these celestial events marks the end of one cycle and the beginning of another, a pivotal movement. Can't you see? Yes, in that moment, I knew why I was sent here. It all became so clear. I was sent here to be with you, alive in this timeline, composing an adventure of a lifetime. I came here to impart revelations. Master intelligence. One where change is embraced. The love assimilation naturally will adapt into an ever-shifting tide of the universe with the unwavering commitment to egalitarianism. Armed with this knowledge, I traversed the dimensions as the Starlight Surfer, guided by luminaries of the balance. They have revealed to me a plethora of timelines, each one a window into the infinite possibilities that lie ahead. I have borne witness to the ascent and zenith of civilizations, their resplendent glory, and the catastrophic fall of 2020. 11, 12, 13. The last number before I could share this ancient knowledge with those stuck in this bleak timeline of 2024. I long for restoration and healing from the wounds of the scholars' war on the blacks who tried to erase the history of my people. Driven by their inability to grasp the historical significance of the black ones, they rule and govern with meritocracy, superiority, and ego. They steal and hide away secret texts, and the secrets of the universe were set aflame to ashes, leaving only the echoes of the lost wisdom in their wake. In this timeline, they still seek to destroy what they do not understand. Nonetheless, sacred knowledge has gone up in flames. Libraries burned, books banned. Many have cried tears and lost their lives in an attempt to safeguard this knowledge. Answers to great mysteries now gone up in flames. Are they mad? Are they daft? The flames of destruction sent out a clarion call to the ancient time-traveling ones, beseeching them to unleash the Sefer, the divine glory substance, its essence capable of mending the rifts created by hatred and oppression. It must descend in this timeline, for it is now time. Send down the immortal rain, a rain that purges the stains of prejudice and heals the wounds of the past. Hate and ego have no place here. They have ruled too far, too long. This has to be the wrong timeline. Is this the definition of dystopia I've read about in the ancient texts? This is the unfathomable timeline where those who govern willfully and intentionally poison its citizens for population control, world dominance, and capitalism. This is an absolutely despicable timeline where the senseless deaths of innocent humans based on their color have been shamefully normalized. Are they mad? Are they daft? It is here, in this timeline, where the stench of willful ignorance permeates the very air we breathe. The masses remain entranced by the opsis, a mise-en-scene, a carefully crafted illusion designed to keep them docile and oblivious. They gaze upon the world through a distorted lens, their senses dulled by the incessant barrage of distractions and propaganda. This theatric performance is reminiscent of the days at the Colosseum in Alexandria, Egypt. We cannot remain in this timeline much longer. We teeter on the brink of collapse, but the voices of my ancestors reverberate through my very being, urging me to take up the mantle of change, guiding me towards my ultimate purpose. Sekhem mi hetep kemenu. It is a call to action, a plea for humanity to awaken from its slumber and embrace the power that lies within. We must rise above the division that have plagued us for far too long and unite in the face of the challenges that lie ahead. As I continue my journey through the shifting sands of time, I am guided by my unwavering sense of purpose. I will uncover the answers that have eluded me. And I will use the knowledge to forge a brighter future for all of humanity. The path ahead may be fraught with peril, but I am resolved to see it through to the end. For in the end, we are all part of the same existence and orchestration, bound together by the inexorable flow of time. It is up to us to seize the moment, to shape our destiny, and create a world where love and wisdom remain supreme. The time of Chronos catharsis is upon us. This is the rapture story no one told you about.